Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County's assessed valuation is the highest it's been in the past 6 years. According to the news record, Assessor Troy Clements said the county's taxable value for 2022 is $4,539,270,189, an increase of $1.1 billion, or about 32%. The increase in valuation will help the county keep its mill levy at the 2021 level, while increasing the county's overall budget by $30 million. The Council of Community Services has moved its food pantry location to a new, larger space. The move takes the pantry into the old weatherization building next door, which allows clients to come in and shop rather than stopping by to collect a box of items chosen for them. The food pantry is funded through the optional 1% sales tax and a community services block grant. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The League of Women Voters has announced they'll be holding candidate forums next Monday and Wednesday. According to the news record, candidates running for county offices in the August primary, including sheriff, county attorney, county clerk, clerk of district court, and county commissioners, will be at the first forum on Tuesday. And candidates for the state house and senate, as well as candidates for mayor and city council seats, will be at the second forum on Wednesday. Each forum will be in the Gillette City Council chambers at 6. The Primrose Retirement Community is hosting a rockathon and barbecue fundraiser all day today from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The live music, barbecue, and sponsor meet and greet will take place from 3 to 5, and all money raised will go towards the Wyoming Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's on the 27th. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.